Talk with Q. Hey, how you doing? You are tuning into a brand new episode of the Talk with Q, and we are here with a very special guest this week. I'm going to give him an opportunity to introduce himself.
What's going on, everybody? I go by the name Brooklyn Boom, rapper extraordinaire, daughter.
Rapper extraordinaire. So yeah. Just let us know a little bit more about yourself. It's like you didn't really hype yourself up the way you should have. Like, let us know when you started rapping, like, okay, where you from, everything. Let us know why after this episode we should tune in and, you know, check you out. He is on Apple Music. Are you on SoundCloud?
I'm on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, YouTube, you name it, I'm there. So you can check me out. You can Google me too.
Okay, make sure you Google him. So just let us know. Give us a little background on you.
Okay. Well, I go by the name Brooklyn Boom once again. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, East New York to be exact. I moved out here in Miami 2007. I graduated from North Miami. So shout out to North Miami. Just came back from New York, actually. So now I'm back out here in Miami, living and everything. I started rapping, taking it serious last year when I actually dropped my first single called CTC. That's available on all music platforms as well. So, you know, that's just a little bit about myself. What else you want to know? You got me all in your possession. So what's up?
I guess your photographer just pulled up.
Oh, yeah, that's my videographer, Top Shots. It's 305.
I've seen that before. Okay, yeah, okay.
You see me posting.
That was my videographer who just left, who was sitting right there.
Okay, dope, okay. Dope.
I'll make sure I follow you. So you guys make sure you hit up Top Shotas 305. It's with a Z or S?
With a Z.
With a Z.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we start off each and every episode, we ask the marvelous question. I always say I need to put drum rolls right here, but if you want to give us a drum roll, you can. At the moment, what is your relationship status?
I'm single. Just had to, you know, separate myself.
Are you single, or are you single and ready to mingle? Because it's two different types of single.
I like to do what I do. So, you know, I'm single and ready to mingle. I like to fuck around, you know. I'm a nympho, man. So, I mean, options are cool, but, you know, if I get that one girl that satisfies my every need, then I'm cool with that.
Okay.
So, doesn't have to be a girlfriend, but, you know, we could be exclusive.
So, we know Benny is looking for a situation, basically.
I don't know if you're trying to be funny, but who's Benny? Because that sounds like a guy.
No, that's what I was calling you this whole time.
Oh, boom.
I can't give you a nickname?
Oh, yeah, you gotta let me know, though.
Okay.
Okay, we're friends like
Benny
that.
No more.
Yeah, Benny. Boom. That's me.
We know Boone is looking for a situation, basically.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so just let us know, when is the last time you was in a relationship?
2016, so 3 years ago.
Okay, so did your relationship, you don't have to, like, you know, give us, but your relationship cool. End on a point where it made you not want to be in another relationship anytime soon?
Yeah, definitely. It scarred me mentally because of everything that I went through. So it was like, I lost a lot, so you feel me? Like, when you're going through a lot, you kind of fall on your significant other to pick you up. But, you know, there's nobody's fault but my own, because I actually pushed her to that point where she didn't want to be there for me. So, you know, I take that.
Okay. Yeah, we appreciate that. A real man that is able to,
of course,
count his fault. You know what's crazy? Like, okay, because I can't give people nicknames somewhere, so we're not going to
Benny.
Give you,
yes,
we're not gonna
I'm Benny.
Call you Benny.
I'm
no more.
Benny here today.
We're not.
Benny.
I swear, I did that to 8-Ball. I'm not sure if you know 8-Ball. He's like a producer down here.
Okay.
But I be calling him like whatever name I want to call him, and then one time he was just, well, while we were recording, and he was just like, "How did you come up with that?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I just give people nicknames."
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's
so
cool. Benny.
Basically, we're not going to call you Benny. Boom. So, in that type of situation, since then, have you ever been in a situation where you kind of felt like you were about to be in a relationship, but you kind of refrained based on things that happened in your past relationship?
Yeah.
We all done been there. Y'all know, like, certain things, like, set off certain triggers in your mind and just be like, "Okay, I don't want to go through that again."
Right.
So, that's a sign right about now. So, let me fall back from you.
Right. So basically my most recent situation that I was in, that actually came to an end recently because, you feel me, I tried to be patient with her because, like, the pattern on things, how things were going, I'm like, "Yo, this is my karma from when, you know, my last relationship." So shorty that I was just fucking with, she was me and I was my ex-girlfriend, and, like, the way how shit was, it was just like, "Yo, what the fuck?" So I'm
she,
like,
she was like trying it.
Yeah, she was what she was doing, what the fuck I was doing. I don't know if she was cheating or fucking around or nothing like that, but that lying, being sneaky shit, that definitely was her. and all that shit. So I'm like,
you know what they say? What you do, it comes come back to you,
right?
Through other people,
right? Right. Right.
That is so true, because I'm not gonna lie, I don't even went through stuff like that. Like, I feel like I've always been the perfect girlfriend. That's how I feel.
I don't know.
But I've had situations of things, like, I ain't gonna lie, I had my little wave, and when I actually started dating a different person, I was like, oh my gosh, yo, like, I see, like, I'm really living my karma right about now.
See?
Like,
see?
It's not even, it don't even have to necessarily be you cheating or doing something like that.
Right.
But you can have ways about you that you know wrong, but you keep doing it because the person allow you to get away with it. And then you meet somebody else, and now you ready to, like, not be like that no more, and they giving you a taste of your own medicine.
Right.
It's like,
right, absolutely.
You gotta eat that, because that's how life is.
Exactly.
So, basically, as we go on, I thought y'all was like giving each other cold talks or something. No. So the hot topic of this week that we gonna touch on really, really quickly. I'm not sure if y'all tuned in to what's going on with our infamous Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Antonio Brown, he has a special place in my heart because he's from Miami.
Right.
And you know Miami, we stick together. Mm-hmm. I know, I'm pretty sure people from Brooklyn stick together.
Right.
But we really, really stick together. And it's like, I just kind of feel like they are attacking him due to the fact of all this is going on. Just a quick update, because I did touch on this previously.
Okay.
Antonio was dropped from his team.
Oakland Raiders.
And then now he's being signed to the Patriots.
Right.
In the midst of all this, literally yesterday, he's been accused of rape. Don't y'all see why that's weird? That's just like,
I think so. I think he being blackballed.
That's just
in
the
my
way
opinion.
I feel. And then the videos and everything that's being resurfaced now, I guess old videos of them around each other, him and a girl. It was one of his trainers. It looked very friendly. Like, it doesn't look like she was uncomfortable around him or anything. Then she spoke on him sexually assaulting her, because you guys, just a quick little vocabulary touch up. Just because somebody sexually assaults you, that doesn't necessarily mean they raped you. She spoke on him nutting on her back. She spoke on him showing his stuff to her. Mm-hmm. Then she finally said a couple of months ago he finally raped her. But it's like, why are you just not speaking on that now?
Exactly.
So I don't know. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like it's set up? Do you feel like
I definitely feel so, because I was just in a barbershop, and you know, barbershop talk, they actually had it on the news, and they were saying how it happened, he raped her, he supposedly raped her twice, but it was a year difference. Mm-hmm. So he raped her once, the 1 year, and then the following year he raped her again. Mm-hmm. So I mean, I think it was just sexual intercourse. Like, I mean, I don't know how many females like rape dick that you're gonna keep coming back.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe he said that they had sex. I believe he admitted they had sex. Right. So it's like,
maybe he was just too aggressive for her and she considered it rape.
No, I kind of feel like he probably don't want to do with her right now. And she probably just see an opportunity.
Right.
I feel like somebody paying her. I could be wrong. Because it's like, when you in that limelight, that's a completely different world. Like, people will do anything to knock you down. So it's like, he got a sweet deal. He got dropped off a team and got picked up on another team the same day. Like,
one of the greatest quarterbacks.
Come on now. What's the chances of you really being blessed and fortunate to be in a situation like that?
Right.
Look at Ocho Cinco.
That's what I'm
he
saying.
Got a bad deck of cards, and his behind is still not playing right about now.
At all. I mean, he plays.
And Ocho Cinco is a good football player. I don't know. I feel like he is.
He's great. Great football player. I think he's one of my top 10 favorite receivers.
And he don't turn into a Twitter comedian.
Right. ESPN. He's doing all type of things. He's involved with his kids and everything. So.
Yeah, but it's like I don't ever see him playing football again because of a bad mistake.
Right.
So, I don't know. Y'all let me know how y'all feel about that. Make sure y'all email me, thetalkwithq@gmail.com. You agree, disagree. Do you feel like AB is being set up? Because I feel like he's being set up. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Benny agrees. I think.
He said don't call him Benny no more, so we cannot call him Benny.
I think he's being
I'm definitely
going to
call you Benny. Too. I just kind of feel like you just should call yourself Benny. Why would you call yourself Boone?
Why would I call myself Benny?
But Benny, it just sounds so cute. Like, Benny.
Well, you call me Benny.
Not Boone. It's like Boone. When you meet girls, you tell them to call you Boone?
Yeah, of course.
And they be like, Boone?
Yeah. So you start calling me other things, but that's all right. Just like you, I told you call me Boone, and then now look, you calling me Benny. So, you know, it's about comfortability.
Oh my gosh.
It starts from one thing and then it gets to other.
Then it gets to other.
Yeah.
As we wrap on to this or that. So y'all always know it's always a this or that. Everybody always have debates on which of one of the other things is better.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really quickly, Mr. Shotters, if you want to participate, you can as well. What is better, waffles or pancakes? I know this is so random.
It depends on the mood, honestly. Well, for me at least.
Pancakes.
I don't know. Because chicken and waffles is a good combination.
Chicken and waffles is an amazing combination.
All right, let's exclude chicken because we're just talking about waffles. Mm-hmm. Red velvet waffles are delicious. So it's like,
no, I'm so happy you shook your head no.
You don't think so?
No, I like my waffles plain. I don't like,
you know, I like them too. You like Belgian waffles or like Eggo's type?
Like Belgian waffles. Belgian waffles are like the big ones, right? Yeah.
I mean, see, that's a hard, I mean, I like blueberry pancakes from IHOP. No, I don't know, man.
I hate, like, for example, when people get pancakes and stuff and they be like strawberries and whipped cream and all that on it. No, just give me pancakes, right. Just give me waffles.
So what's your preference?
As I've gotten older, because I was a real pancake freak, but as I've gotten older, it's just something about waffles now. It's like, because pancakes is just like pancakes. Like, you just cut it, but waffles is thick, and then it still has that same sweet little taste like a pancake, but then it's not as just flat and just...
Okay.
I don't know.
So if you were to describe yourself, would you be a pancake or a waffle?
I'm a waffle, for sure.
Why are you a waffle?
Because waffles going to be around forever. Pancakes are eventually going to die out.
Okay, so you're going to be around forever.
Yeah, forever.
Longevity. Okay, all right.
So how do you feel about, I don't know, what would you, for example, if you was dating someone and she just bust out, I'm going to tell her to call you Benny. She just bust out like, hey, Benny, I'm going to make you this amazing breakfast. I don't know. How do girls make breakfast nowadays? Do they just like bust out and make breakfast or?
How do you make breakfast?
No, I'm asking you.
You said girls and you're a female.
Well, females, women that you guys are dating. Shotas, you could participate too. Do y'all just wake up to breakfast or is it like a conversation that's had before that night?
A little bit of both. Oh, his girl's lazy.
Yeah, so they just...
Oh, they don't know how to cook. Either one of the two.
Breakfast.
The ones
Why
I involve
did
myself.
You just say that? Well, you said they lazy.
It could be.
So I just get Uber Eats for breakfast.
Yeah, and they pay for it.
And they act like they made it.
Are you serious? Why you gonna make a comment like, dang, why you ain't make breakfast?
I wanna make you feel bad.
Oh, you nice.
For not cooking.
Shit me.
So would you wake up? You wake up to breakfast?
I did at one point. Quite a few times.
So was it planned or you just wake up?
It was a little bit of both. It was spontaneous where I'm asleep. Like, because I don't sleep long. Like, I'm a morning person, so I'm always up early. So sometimes, like, if I do sleep in, like, it'd just be an act on them. But sometimes it'd be a conversation. Oh, yeah, you should make breakfast. I even make breakfast.
You make breakfast?
Yeah, I do it.
You guys, make sure you follow Benny on Instagram.
That's
his
Brooklyn.
Instagram is Brooklyn _ boom. Make sure you follow him on Instagram because he make breakfast. Because I'm letting y'all know, listen,
yeah.
I'm not young, I'm not old, and it's very rare to meet a man that will actually go and cook breakfast. Like, seriously.
You can't, like...
Because a lot of men, for some reason, they're, nowadays...
Accustomed.
Mothers raise their daughters to be, like, housewives, and they raise their sons to kind of, like... not cater to a woman, but they raise their sons with the mindset of like, you're a provider and a woman's supposed to do X, Y, and Z, versus raising a man to understand how to do everything.
Right.
So men kind of grow up with this mindset of, I need a wife that's going to cook clean, this, and the third, and they don't even know how to make eggs.
But you know, another thing, if we're going to talk statistics, a lot of us men like myself, I grew up in a single mother, you know, household, so I wasn't raised on the, oh, you're going to learn how to fix a flat, you're going to learn how to do that, because my pops wasn't there. Mm-hmm. So it was my mother. So I learned how to clean dishes, I learned how to clean bathroom, clean the room, cook, and stuff like that. But of course, cooking is a mood, because you got to be in that mood in order for your food to come out a certain type of way. I mean, unless you just naturally, you know.
No, you're right. You are so right. But
so, you know, it just depends.
You're right. It does depend. Right. But what about them people that's born in two-parent households and they still, like...
I ain't got no hope for them. I don't know. What are we going
to
do?
You know how to cook breakfast?
No. Just eggs.
Cereal.
That's about it.
Eggs.
Cereal.
I'm so stuck on the fact that you said people don't make breakfast. Maybe what you should do, you should make little sideways comments. Because you know them sideways comments is the ones that really like get under my skin. Because it just be making me feel like, what you trying to say? Like, we be having like, y'all know when y'all be having like a good time with whoever you chilling with? Mm. When they start throwing shots for trying to be funny with it. And right, then you right. be like... And when they go home and be in your head, like, they were trying to be funny or they really was like, so then, that's what you got to do.
You gonna get me in trouble?
No, but that's what you should do. You shouldn't be like, babe, I feel like little things make me feel appreciated. Like, for example, you cooking breakfast.
You got a good morning and I said a slick comment. Now she...
Exactly.
Give me that look.
Or she I'm wait.
I can call you.
Exactly. Or she wait. And then 2 months later, then she remember what the fuck you said that day.
But that's the thing about it. You kind of learn your partner... To learn, like, y'all know how, okay, you can learn your partner to know when to say slick shit, if that makes sense. Like, for example, like.
You look like you got a slick mouth.
Oh, I have a very When's slick mouth. August 7th, I'm a Leo.
That's why.
But it's not that. Like, for example, when I want something, I know ask for it in the morning or, like, right, you know. So, I know when to ask for stuff or when to say little stuff.
Why you want to know?
Because in the morning, y'all be waking up. It's very, for the most part, y'all wake up, like, the same.
I don't know.
Y'all wake up hungry and, you know, so it's like, we're all, guys, for the most part, y'all act the same way. So it's like, it's very rare for a guy to wake up in a bad mood. A female, yeah, because we, our hormones up and down, like, we waking up.
We got hormones, too.
But how many mornings you wake up in a bad mood? When you wake up next to a female, say that, not by yourself.
It depends, because if I went to bed like the night before and I was just thinking about some shit you did, I would just wake up and look at you like, fuck is you next to me for? Like,
oh my
shit.
God.
It's happened before. Like, you never went to bed mad at you know, whoever you messing with?
Yeah, but...
And you just wake up with a big smile on your face. Hey, it's a new day.
No, because I don't wake up in a good mood. I don't. Like, oh, I don't. Shit. I'm not a morning person. I don't wake up per se like... cussing you out or nothing, but all that, how you slept and all that, trying to back up, because it's like I gotta go to work, it's early in the morning, like I like to sleep in, I gotta wake up, then you next to me, that mean I nah.
So what's the perfect sleeping time for you? You ain't gotta work, you ain't gotta do no interviews, you don't gotta do nobody here.
I can get up done. I can go and put my facial wash on, I can lay back in the bed
and do all that.
I can brush my teeth. The perfect time, like, if I could get out of bed, like, 12, 1 o'clock every day, that would be good.
But that's without taking any breaks. You just sleeping straight through. From whatever time you went to bed?
No, like, that's, like, even, okay, that's, like, either sleeping straight through or me getting up and, like, taking a shower, brush my teeth, and even laying back in the bed. Or even me getting up and grabbing, like, a banana or something quick. Because I don't really like eating heavy stuff in the morning and then laying back down.
Okay, so wait. So the picture that you're painting for me is that you're very hygienic and you're very healthy.
No, okay, I'm not very healthy, but I am very hygienic, like...
Okay.
I hate...
If your breath stink, I'm going to call you out on it, ever.
I hate...
You beat it right now.
That's good, and I would really appreciate that. Okay. I would really appreciate that. Okay. No, I hate being around people... You ever been around somebody all day, and they don't take a bath?
Yep.
That would make me mad.
For them.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about right about now, but I'm going to do an episode on that, like...
Okay.
A lot of dudes, they feel like, because they're a guy, their hygiene shouldn't be as on point as a girl.
Right.
And I know girls like that, too. Like, I'm not going to say none of my friends, because y'all my friends, but I have been around certain females.
Let's make it clear. Let's put it on wax. Your friends stink.
No. I'm not saying
that's
my friends.
What she said.
Because I ain't want to say certain females, and then some of my friends feel like I'm talking about them.
Okay.
I have been around certain females, and they feel like, have y'all ever chilled with a person in the house, like, all day? Like, y'all didn't really do, okay, let me not say, y'all didn't really do nothing. Like, right. Whether y'all lounged around, for whatever reason, y'all didn't go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And would y'all feel some type of way if she didn't take a bath? But y'all didn't go nowhere. Y'all didn't leave the house. Y'all probably was in the house.
Did she take a shower like the night before we just chilled in the crib? Or like...
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's excusable.
Nah, bro, she gotta take another bath.
It's excusable. No, I'm saying like, you feel me? Like.
So she got to take another bath?
Before the day over, she got to take another bath.
Just imagine, like, for example, a girl coming in from the club, like, pissy drunk.
Well, nah, she got to take, because you're going to smell that through her pores.
And then she just, like, jump in your bed. You do
that? Don't do that.
What would you say? You'll say something?
Yeah. Because, first of all, I know when I drink, like, well, when people drink, period, depending on how much liquor you consume, as people would say, you can smell it through their pores.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that with sweat and shit like that, because she might have been, like, clubs get hot. So that mixed with liquor, that shit is a bad combo. And then if I'm in the bed already, you're not going to come funk my shit up. Exactly. So
no, but I know people, like, even no matter how drunk I am, I'm going to take a bath. Even if, because, you know, it might be a time you might just pass out when you get in the house.
Okay.
My body will naturally wake up, like, in the middle of the night. Or, I don't know, it's just, I don't know, it's just certain things in my mind will not process to be in the club all night.
Okay.
And because we all done been really, really intoxicated.
Right.
And it's like, even my friends, if they really intoxicated, it's to the point where I got to carry them in the house and do all this stuff, I will really go sit you in a tub, and I will leave you in a tub. Because it's like, certain people, you right, liquor come through their skin, and it just be like, right, you think you finna lay on my bed, or you think, mm-hmm, no, no.
How many showers a day do you take?
Okay, well, I go to work. I work from like 7 to 5.
Okay.
So I'll take a shower when I wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take a shower when I get off work.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if I got off work and like I didn't go nowhere,
mm-hmm,
it's very, it's some 50-50, I might take another bath. Now, if I cooked and stuff, I'm going to take another bath.
Okay.
But if I literally went and like I just went to sleep after I took a bath, mm-hmm, and then I wake up again probably like to take my stuff off of work, then I'm not taking another bath.
So 2 to 3 a day.
Yeah. But if I come home, for the most part, if I come home from work, I gotta take a bath because I gotta come back and do this or go to school or something. So then I'm gonna take 3 baths.
Okay.
And then if I take a bath and I have to like walk to my car or something, uh-huh, oh,
you're gonna take another,
I gotta take
one,
another bath.
All right. Now,
because it's like, that's a mental thing to me. Like, I feel like I walked outside. Like,
so you got OCD?
No, I don't have OCD, but it's like, I don't know. I just be like, dang, I walked outside. Now I feel like I smell like outside.
Now, who can vouch for you that you do all of this?
My significant other, because it gets under his skin.
Okay.
He feel like I overdo it sometimes. Like, he'd be like, bro, like, you be kind of mutting it.
Yeah.
Alright. But I don't feel like I be mutting it.
Okay. Alright. I don't know, I catch you slipping, that's it.
And then when I go to my mom's house, she gets upset because it's like, you don't stay here, like, you don't, mm-hmm, pay water bill nothing here, and you overdoing it. Like, because she be like, every time she turn around, she hear the water running. But it's right, like, I don't know.
Either you washing your hands or you washing your ass.
Or I'm washing my face.
Okay.
Or like, I gotta, that's the thing, I gotta keep brushing my teeth out today.
Okay.
I don't want y'all thinking, now y'all gonna think something wrong with me.
Nah. You just like to be clean.
Yeah, because I've been
around, I just don't
around,
want it to be a facade.
No, I've been around certain females. No, what made me be like that, because I don't think I've always been like that.
Okay.
But like, just me going to high school and me going to college, I was really involved in like dance and stuff like,
okay,
that. And me being around certain females that had bad odors, and they didn't know they had bad odors.
Right.
And that bothered me, because it was like, dang.
It's pretty, huh?
What if, like, yeah, what if I be one of them females, but I don't know.
Right.
So I think it turned into, like, and then when I started liking guys, because I went through a phase where I was, like, really tomboyish.
Okay.
So then when I actually started, like, dating guys, I was like, I don't want a guy to ever be like, dang, you stink.
Right.
So that was my fear, like, and then I think when I'm dating a person, mm-hmm, oh, my 10 goes to like 20.
Okay.
Cause it's like, now I'm really be like, dang, I don't want him to catch me on a bad day.
See, that's what I'm saying. So like, you gotta stick to what you're preaching.
But you never know, it might be a day I might just have stink breath. No, but if you was dating somebody and their breath was stank, would you tell them?
Yeah. My thing is, if I can't kiss you, I'm not eating your pussy.
What? How does that correlate with one another?
Easy. That means your hygiene gotta be on point.
But you know, some people have halitosis.
Halitosis, yeah, I know.
You ever met a girl who breath just always smelled, but she wasn't per se dirty, but she just always had like a tart smelling breath?
Like that rotten tooth stuck there type smell.
It's probably not like your eyes watering bad, but it's like a smell.
I don't know, because I try to stay away from those. So like, if I get that one and then I get that another one, then...
You ever had that situation before?
She was on the tongue, yeah.
And it's like her breath always smelled like that. She probably didn't even have a bad body odor or nothing. It's just like something was wrong and her breath was always...
It was this one girl, This guy I knew, he was like, yeah, such and such. Yeah, I was talking to her, but shorty breath thing. So I'm like, no, I ain't believe him at first or whatever. Then, you know, he was chilling or whatever. So my homeboy is standing like right here, and me and shorty just start kissing or whatever. Like a few months after, son told me about that. And then like She walked off. She walked in front of me, and then I'm like, smelled it. I'm like, what the fuck, like my shit. So I started smelling my lip and shit like that. And I swear, no homo. I told my homeboy, I was like, yo, bro, please just do me this favor, no gay shit. Yo, just smell my lip, like, yo, it smelled like shit. I told you, he know. I'm like, yo, that's crazy.
I almost threw up in my mouth. Her breath was that stink. It made your mouth stink.
Yo, I never talked to her again. I never talked to her again. I promise you.
Oh my, Sheba, did you hear this story?
I never talked to her again.
He said he. Oh, we have Sheba here too, y'all. He said that he met this girl. He said he met this girl and he was kissing her.
I'm Benny.
His name is Boone. I call him Benny, but he don't want to be called Benny. He said he was kissing this girl, and when she walked off, his lips were stained.
Yeah, like
that kissed. Made me about to throw
but
up.
But I was warned, but I didn't believe him because she was very pretty. She knew how to dress and everything like that. And when she kissed me, and she walked off, I swear to God, my homeboy is standing right there. I said, bro, please, like, no funny shit, no homo shit. Like, just smell my lip, please. Because I thought I was really bugging. And then I just kept doing it the whole time. We went to a basketball game right after, a high school basketball game.
I would have stopped someone and washed my face up, put some Listerine on.
I promise you, that's exactly what happened. So
you know how to be, like, very vocal when you feel some type of way.
Yeah, I try to give, like, hints and stuff like that because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But
so not even on such a serious tip of, like, bad hygiene. How are you with just expressing your emotions?
I got another story. So it was this girl, right?
You got a story for every situation. I'm like that, too.
Yo, nah, it was this girl. So me and Shorty was fucking around or whatever, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. So me and her was about to, you know, whatever, whatever. So, no, we just...
Y'all just finished whatever, whatever. Yeah.
So before, I was like, yo, you want to go wash up real quick, freshen up? She was like, nah, I'm good. I showered already before we go. I'm like, all right, cool. So then afterwards, I got in the shower, freshened up and shit like that. I'm like, yo, you need a washcloth so you can get in. So she was like, nah, I'm good. So now I'm thinking, oh, she got one in there already. So then the next day, same shit happened again. I was like, yo, I only see my washcloth hanging up and I didn't have no towel rack or nothing like that. I'm like, yo, like, you need a washcloth? She was like, nah, I'm good. So I'm like, all right. So I just
stayed. So she didn't take no bath?
So no, she was in the shower. So I'm just like standing there looking like, how you gonna wash up without a washcloth? So I'm like, because with a wash, how you gonna wash your ass without a, you know, a washcloth or anything? So she took the bar of soap just like this. I'm like, okay, now let me see how this is gonna work. I didn't see her touch her ass at all. And then we had sex right after. For some reason, I was mad home. And I was like, I'm like, yo, I smell shit. And then, like, I told my brother, I'm like, yo, bro, like, that shit's whatever. And then I never told her. I just stopped having sex with her. She was like, oh, I went, da-da-da. Like, nah, I'm good right now, this and that, whatever, whatever. And one day, my brother was just like, yeah, that's why, boom, don't want to you no more because your shit smell like ass.
Why would he say that?
He didn't get his way, man. That's fucked up, too. These are all facts. I'm not making none of this up. I swear.
Your brother's not mean. I hope I don't meet your brother.
When you don't get your way, people, like, do shit like that. So, I forgive you.
But yeah, he forgives you, brother.
Yeah.
That kind of brings us to...
Yeah.
That kind of brings us to, like, what we're talking about this evening. Do you feel like, as a man, expressing yourself... And this is more so on the emotional tip. Makes you weak, or does it make you feel like kind of less of a man? Because a lot of men nowadays, I don't know. It's just times is different now. Like, y'all know back in the day, guys was like pulling up your window, writing songs, doing all this extra stuff. But nowadays, like, people so prideful, and it's like, it's just taught for a man to be so kind of like hard and strong, and don't tell her this, and don't let her feel like she's taking advantage. And for a woman, and then it's like, females too. Females nowadays want to be so tough, and it's like, do you kind of feel like it's appropriate or it's cool for, as a man, to express how you feel emotionally? Like, girl, I really love you. Like, I can't live without you, or I think about you every morning. Like, however the case may be, or do you feel like it's best as a man to kind of keep your cool and just be like, all right, she'll figure it out. I'm gonna do this so she know I meant this, and I'ma make sure I handle this so she know this how you feel that situation should play out.
So I think now, like, you feel me, it's like role switch almost, because like females now, they tend to, oh, I'm gonna have a mindset of a guy, so like you're not gonna play me before you. I'm gonna play you before you play me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that makes it harder on a guy to even trust you, because I already know you're gonna try to do some dog shit and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So you feel me? I don't want to be vulnerable to liking you or loving you, and you turn around and do some funny shit, like as far as, oh, you're trying to play me and all of this other stuff. But I don't think it's an issue with it. You just gotta be selective. And even with being selective, it still comes back and bites you in your ass, because now females wanna, they learned, I guess, how to play the game, as you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it difficult for a guy mm-hmm. to actually express themselves and be genuine about it. But you know, nobody can deny how they feel, because any little thing will take a person off, and then that's how you'll actually know, you know, how they feel about a person, whether they expressed it or not. But to answer your question, I don't think, you know, you being a sucker. I don't think we're a sucker because, you know, we love a woman, because that's what we're put on this earth for. I mean, some guys, you know, choose the other route, but for the majority, we're here to love. That's what, you know, us men do. That's what women do. That's what we all do.
So it's like that kind of brings us to Sheba. That kind of brings us to what we're talking about. I told Sheba. That kind of brings us to I don't know, the question of like, as a man, do you kind of feel like men wait till it's too late? Y'all ever heard Lizzo when she said, why men wait till they gotta be great? If that makes sense. It's like, do you kind of feel like men, is it best to wait to the end to kind of really express every detail, everything you feel for a person? Or do you feel like it's something that a long time you should always be vocal with your partner? Or do you feel like that's something they could take advantage of? Like, are you more so like a, when you in that moment, like y'all just had a good day, you know, I'm gonna tell you this, but I'm not gonna tell you all this? Or are you that type of person, like periodically, constantly, your significant other's reminded how you feel about them?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Because, like you said, it's just certain moods or moments bring about those feelings. Like, me and you just had a good day, like you said, and like now I'm realizing everything leading up to this perfect day that we just had. Wow. Fuck with you, like, damn, I love you. And you feel me? And then other times you just want to constantly love on this person and remind them, just to remind them and let them know how much of an amazing person and role that they have and influence in your life or whatever, because you don't want to, you know, you don't want to ruin that. You don't want them to take it for granted. You don't want them to be unknowledgeable of how much you adore and appreciate them. So, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, you just gotta pick and choose, because some women can't handle it when a man loves them. Some men can't handle when, you know, we love a female, because we get possessive, we get obsessive and shit like that, especially if you're not used to loving somebody. So, you know,
I've experienced that firsthand. It's like, a lot of times people, we feel like you can be kind of like a perfect, whatever our definition of perfect is, mm-hmm. but an ideal partner for a person, right. and it'll make them be an ideal partner for you. But sometimes people don't know how to be receptive to love, because right. it's like, you don't know what people done went through before they met you, so mm-hmm. they're used to confusion.
Right.
So it's like, when something just flowing too easy, it's mm-hmm. like, some people in their mind kind of convinces them, she thinks she trying to be slick. She doing something. She got you looking right. left, but she really right. doing something right.
Right.
So that kind of shows you just how, I noticed you said something, it depends on the person you date. And that's why you got to learn the people that you date in and kind of love them mm-hmm. based on their needs. But don't be prideful and try to withhold because you kind of feel like this person might take advantage or something, because sometimes people really do need love. That just because a person not receptive to love don't necessarily mean they don't need it.
Right.
Because you don't know how that person grew up. You don't know who they dated before they met you.
Absolutely. But when you're in that situation where now y'all having an open conversation, y'all very open-minded to it. Okay, it's no holds barred. Me and you talking. We having a heart-to-heart, mind-to-mind, soul-to-soul. We speaking. We speaking volumes, everything. I'm letting you know how I was raised, brought up, my past situations. You doing the same thing. Now, okay, I get that. I accepted the conversation that we've had. Now, as days go by, now, damn, I'm growing fond of you and everything like that. Now I'm showing you, so now I'm trying to be the opposite. And it's not even more so trying because it just flows naturally. It's just the aura and the bond and the connection that you guys built. And now that person is so, you know, they create excuses to, why they're taking advantage and why they're still doing the same thing that they're known for, like being sneaky or lying, whether it's dumb shit or whether it's, you know, real serious stuff. But now it's to that point. And then it's like, okay, I'm gonna forgive you because you're not used to, you know, this type of attention, love, and affection. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they see, okay, they didn't care for me. Or, oh, he's going to take me back. Or she's going to take me back because, you know, I messed up and then they took me back.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes a habit or something like that. So some people can't break that habit. Some people choose not to, you know, break that habit. But for whatever reason, you know, they do what they do.
No, I really agree 100% what you're saying. It's like, that kind of goes back to loving with limitations, because you're right, some people naturally just take advantage of stuff.
Right.
So it's like, that's so confusion, and that's what makes relationships kind of like conflicting and difficult nowadays, because it's like, you get to that point, and don't be around here venting to people when people do stuff, because everybody kind of give you the same advice. Right. Well, for the most part, 90% of people give you the same advice. It's like, you better show him, you better show her, you better do this. It's like you want to teach this person to make lessons or make examples of stuff. Right. And it's like, I don't got time for all that. We grown. Like, right. I don't want to have to put you on a timeout for you to understand, like, okay, let me not do this again. Let me not do that again. I should have presented myself in a way that you should know, like, I don't even want to risk this. Or we human, we make mistakes, but I don't want to necessarily have in my mind, I got to put you on a timeout or something just because you did this or you did that. And I'm trying to show you to not do this or that again. And that's what makes dating so hard. And I think, like, because I talk about this a lot, I was single for like a really long time. And it's like, it's scary dating nowadays. And it's even scary even when you're in a relationship, because it's like, people wake up with different feelings all the time. Right. And then you done been around here really trying. And then people kind of teach us, not trying to be funny, the way of the world nowadays is like, every woman want to be taken care of.
Right.
And it's like, women don't want to put in work no more. They feel like a man should be like 95%, we be 5%.
Right.
Because you a man.
Right.
And then, so it's kind of hard when you a woman, when you were kind of, just how you said, it depends how we was raised. You was raised in environments when you saw your mother give just as much as her husband gave. Or you saw your mother in a situation where she woke up every day, she made breakfast, she did this, she did that. Like, she was, that was your definition of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was kind of like half and half. But then nowadays, it's like, if you kind of give what a man gives to you, it's kind of like, oh, don't do that. You need to let him do this, or you need to let him do this, and you need to let him pay for this and do this. That's like that whole split and rent conversation.
Mm-hmm. It's what's your take on that?
I kind of feel like it depends on your financial situation.
Okay.
But you don't take advantage of nobody. Like, if you dating a person, like I'm dating you, and you become a big time rapper, you think you're finna be split around me?
No.
That's what I'm saying. But then if we're dating and like I got my 9 to 5, you got your 9 to 5. Like, yeah, I got a job with my degree, so I make like a decent amount of money, but I ain't rich.
6 figures, right.
I don't.
Okay.
I have a bachelor's, so you guys can do calculations. And and you work. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're going to split rent. But that's like, if I go and get a promotion, I become like a social worker or a clinician or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I don't think I'm going to be paying the whole rent. But I think I would take on more responsibilities because that's selfish.
Okay.
But it's like, I think it just depends on your financial situation.
Right.
But don't be in those. Like, I saw this story. This girl was saying that her boyfriend was telling her they were splitting rent, and the whole time he owned the house.
Oh, shit. Oh, I heard about that one. Okay.
You would be single. You would be like,
I mean, I already got my portion of the rent out. Go ahead. Have you seen it?
You would.
No, I'm just saying.
You would be like good and single. Because I'm going to be in my head like,
it's too late.
What you mean? It's just going to be like, what are you doing?
That's fucked up.
But I don't know. It just depends on your situation. But I just kind of feel like even women as well, if you feel some type of way about something, speak on something. Because we never know how the other person feeling. Like, don't ever feel like you too prideful. Mm-hmm. Or don't ever feel like you too... I hate people text me stuff like, where you been? Same place you been. This is... One of my friends is like, people, just say what you doing. Don't be like, where you been? This one of my friends.
You've been avoiding her.
I haven't been avoiding her.
I have a question for you. When it comes to relationships or dealing with somebody, right? Because I've been this and I've witnessed it. Playing victim. Like, let's say you did something, right? And, you know, I'm in the clear, but I bring it to your attention. Then you deflect on it. Then you try to throw it back on me as far as, like, I did something. But no, it's about you. We talking about you. Oh, but I wasn't this and that because that's how I was. I didn't grow up loving, or I don't know what love is. I used that for so long with my ex. Then, you feel me? It was a recent situation that I was in. And
oh, now, you play victim a lot.
Yeah, I had an excuse. Oh, but when you say but, it's an excuse following it. I learned that my ex was, she told me that. She taught me that. So now, like, you feel me? Like, now I actually see what playing victim is. I mean, I noticed it. That's why I always did it. But it was just natural because that's just what it was.
Yeah, I don't think I play victim.
I don't think so.
I think my biggest downfall is I don't know how to let stuff go. Okay. So it's like, you could do something to me and I will hold on to it forever. Like, it's stuff people in the past I done dated,
right,
that they know, like, it's nobody I've ever dated that has an issue with me because I don't have that type of personality. Like, I'm really, like, cool across the board. Like, even if we have whatever, it don't work out. Mm-hmm. But everybody know they can still be cool with me.
So I can ask all your exes that, and they gonna be like,
yeah, nobody don't like me.
You smiling when I...
Cause they don't.
Alright.
Cause, like, who would not like me? Like, I'm a likable person, right? Yeah, so it's like, but my thing is, I don't know how to let stuff go.
Okay.
And I'm able to, not even in relationships, family, friends. Like, one of my friends did something to me. She said something very inappropriate that I feel like she should never say in, like, a little debate we were having. And I still didn't let that go. That happened a couple months ago. And my other friends know I ain't let it go. But I'm pretty sure she know because I act completely different with her. But it's like, that's just so minor. That's minor compared to other stuff that I'm harboring on with other people. And it's like, my whole dynamic with you will forever be different because it's just kind of like I'm harboring that in the back of my head. And that's going to always be, like, not a downfall in my relationships, but a negative in my relationships, because we could be talking about eggs. And, like, y'all know when you dating somebody, y'all can get to, like, the stupidest argument sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, oh, but you ain't said that when you were such and such. And then he'd be like, what did that have to do with what we were talking about? But I just kind of feel like that's my leverage. Like, I don't know how to let stuff go. But I'm able to point out my faults. I pray all the time that I learn to forgive, but I do not learn how to forgive.
No.
I know how to forgive, but I don't know how to forget. I don't know how to let stuff go.
There you go.
So.
There you go.
I don't know. You have anything else you want to, like, say about that topic a little bit? Like, if you can give advice to anybody right about now that's kind of like dating someone and they kind of feel like don't express themselves, a female particularly, because you kind of feel like a female out here who kind of feel like she dating a man who really don't make her feel loved, or not necessarily make her feel loved, but he's not really verbal.
Okay.
What would you say to someone in that situation?
To the female or to the guy?
To the female.
What would I say about someone that's not verbally, that's not expressive with how they feel? I feel like in that instance, as long as he shows it, you know, he's not doing anything to not, you know, not have you think that, oh, he doesn't feel this way about me. He just doesn't say it, but he's showing it in so many different ways. Not even, oh, he's buying me stuff, yeah, he loves me. No, but he's showing you affection, he's showing you attention. He's just not saying it because maybe he's not good with expressing how he feels, or maybe he's not used to the feeling of, you know, or maybe he don't want to get that backlash or that karma or that disappointment, because expectations come with disappointments, which is why a lot of people, well, which is why I don't, you know, say, oh, I'm going into this situation, oh, I just met you, I'm going to make her my girlfriend. No, because then now you got to put on this, not even a facade, but now things are forced. It's not genuine. It's, you don't let it go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, just, you know, be patient with him, have those talks, you know, try to pick his brain, you know, and show him that he can trust you. Because if we can't trust you, then that's more of a reason for us not to be expressive. Like, you just got to continue to be yourself, but not give us reasons to not want to be like, yo, babe, I really love you. Like, I really appreciate you, this and that. Like, just give us reasons. Just give us reassurance. Just like y'all like reassurance. Us as males, too. Just because we may be the alpha, because females are alpha, too. But just give us reassurance, because we just want to be sure that we know our feelings that we're investing or that we want to invest are going into something that's not going to be like a waste of time, or you're not going to throw anything on my face, or you're not going to do some dog shit and like make me regret. Because then for all of that, I could have just stayed in my shell. I could have went on with my life.
Mm-hmm.
I could have just been, you know, me. I could have just not say, oh, I love you, or yeah, just calling to check up on you, let you know I miss you, or just shit like that. So it's just like reassurance. That's all I would say.
And y'all know females, like, you said something good, like, kind of like that slap in the face situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've even seen it as well. We do things that make a man shut down that we don't realize that we're doing. Like, for example, a guy just randomly calling you, like, oh, what you doing? I was just thinking about you.
Right.
What you really was calling to ask me for? You want to just think? No, and we, y'all have all heard something like that before.
Right.
No, I really was just thinking about you. I was just calling to see. I guess. What you was thinking about? Just like, now it's just like everything is just dead from that point on. It's just like,
right. Just do
dang, I was already hesitant to call her.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to text her, then I called. Then right. She just like really just shut me out.
Right.
So next time I think about her, I ain't going to want to call her. And that's really how like bad habits exactly. form from something so small like that. Or even like, oh,
character.
It's just a little situation because I see stuff like that happen. One right. of my friends, she do that to her boyfriend all the time. It don't even, it be different scenarios besides that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I just be like, you not going to be satisfied that he be like, just call you on some stupid stuff one day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how it is sometimes. Like, you don't realize stuff you could do to could really push a person away or could make right. a person not comfortable to be emotional with you. So, I don't know. If y'all agree or disagree with anything we talked about, make sure you hit me up at the Talk with Q. We didn't even do the What Would You Do topic. I think we were talking about so much other stuff.
I was about to ask you something too.
What you was about to ask me?
I forgot.
Well, I don't know. Let us know really, really quick. any future projects you have coming up. Anything we could kind of be looking for. So, you told me you was having a pool party.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned it. Listen, let me get a little closer. So, once again, I go by the name Brooklyn Boone,
Benny.
A.K.A. Benny. You can follow me on Instagram, Brooklyn, B-R-O-O-K-L-Y-N, _ Boone, B-O-O-N. And I'm having my third annual pool party, well, birthday pool party. So, all Virgos, Libras, all Zodiac signs, come out, show me some love.
When is your birthday?
September 23rd. I was born on a cusp, so I'm like Virgo Libra.
Let me look at that weekend. What am I doing that weekend?
Except going to my pool party. So anyway, tickets are available on Eventbrite. Just search.
What day is the party?
Saturday. 2:30 to midnight. It's going to be active.
It's going to be active.
Of course. My first one, you know, set the bar.
It's at night. Okay, that's good, because my friend's having a boat party that day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, and it's going to be over at like 6.
Oh, come on, dude. That's the spot. I will be performing. There will be some other artists performing, too. It's going to be...
Do you have a flyer?
I do.
Okay, make sure you send me the flyer. I will post it. Absolutely. I will post it, you guys.
Okay. So, like I said, I'll have... This is going to be my third one. My last one was big. I had 100-plus people at my pool party, and I wasn't even living in Miami.
So where is the pool party? It's gonna be like at a house.
This it's gonna be at another Airbnb, big location. It's dope. I actually have a preview of the house. Top Shotas, which is my videographer. Top Shotas 305 on Instagram. Shotas with a Z, so it's T O P.
I gotta follow. Where your phone? I gotta follow me on Instagram.
T O P S T. I mean, excuse me. T O P S H O T T A Z 305.
Shotas gotta make sure he tell people to make him breakfast.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So you know, if y'all get too, ladies, if you get too drunk and you don't want to drive home, just spend a night and make sure you wake up, make Top Shotas and myself, Brooklyn Boone, you know, some breakfast.
What are you like? What? Are you? Are you promoting to get breakfast?
I'm promoting safety because I don't want nobody driving drunk.
Oh, so you guys can stay here. Make sure you make breakfast. In the morning.
I have enough space.
I swear. Absolutely.
So yeah, definitely. This is my third pool party, and I'm claiming that I'm the king of the pool parties. So Brooklyn Boone, king of the pool party on Eventbrite. You can check out the last recap on YouTube. I just dropped a new single last Monday, September 2nd.
And I love it. I downloaded it.
Thank you. It's called Talk That Shit. Talk That Shit available on all music platforms. If you just search my name, I'm on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, Tidal, Google, everything, SoundCloud, you name it, I'm there. So
and you guys, that song's gonna be featured at the end of this episode in a few minutes. It's gonna be cutting on.
Check it out.
So you guys just make sure if you're in the Miami area, September the 28th.
Yes, ma'am. I have food.
I'm not doing that day.
I know.
I thought you said the 21st. The 28th. Okay. Yeah. September 28th. Make sure you guys come through the pool party. All information will be on my Instagram and, of course, his if you want to come through. Well, if you're not doing that day, that's the end of September.
Exactly. I have Randy with the wrist. He will be providing food. Hookah Kisses 305 will be providing the hookah. We have bottle services, bottles starting at $75. We do package deals and everything. If you get your tickets now, they're only $20 for male and female on Eventbrite. But at that door, you know, I'm gonna charge you. Maybe 30, might be 40, might be 50.
So you guys, make sure you come to the pool party and make sure you right, looking nice. Mm-hmm. And if you fall asleep, you gotta wake up and make breakfast. Very simple.
Talk That Shit challenge, TTS challenge coming soon. I'm giving away 3 free tickets to the most. To the best person who could talk that shit. So listen to the record and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Just improvise. Get creative. I want to see where you at. Top 3 contestants will get a free VIP access to the whole pool party. I'm talking about front row to all performances. You're going to be in the VIP sections. You're going to get free drinks, free hookah, free food,
anyway.
All that. You do?
You're going to
have to work for it. You're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to talk that shit.
Just off the strength of me being Yasmin, I need to get that.
Yasmin's going to have to talk that shit then.
But you guys, make sure you participate in the challenge because y'all love to post Snapchat videos and Instagram videos.
That's
so make sure
saying.
You do it for a reasoning.
Exactly.
So you get entry into one of the biggest pool parties that's hit Miami this month.
That's what I'm saying.
You need any details, any information, make sure you hit up Boone's Instagram and hit up mine. Additionally, if you guys want to just follow him, hit him up. He has said several occasions he's single and ready to mingle. Shotas is single as well. Well, I don't really know if Shotas is single, but he needs breakfast made 50-50 if you want to come through and make breakfast, but you got to be gone before 12. And you guys, just make sure you tune in. Brand new episodes, brand new guests every week. If you agree to disagree with anything that we discuss, hit me up at my email, thetalkwithq@gmail.com, and let us know all your social media outlets.
Okay, so I'm on Instagram, like I said, Brooklyn_Boone. That's Brooklyn_Boone, B-O-O-N. Snapchat, I am Boone. That's IIAMBOON. YouTube, search Brooklyn Boone. All music platforms, Brooklyn Boone, everything. Eventbrite for your tickets, $20 tickets right now. Advanced bottle purchases. Brooklyn Boone, king of the pool party. Yeah. Oh, my videographer. Top Shotas 305 on Instagram. That's TOPSHOTTAZ 305. Top Shotas. Brooklyn Boom.
Top Shotas need breakfast in the morning.
I get around like a lunch and dinner too.
Move it in a circle, baby. Hula hoop. Got you talking to your friends about me in the group.
Right,
I'm trying to fuck you and your friends. I want to do the group.
I
be talking dirty when I talk to you. Your pussy so good, got a nigga stalking you. Fuck my car for that pussy, I'ma walk to you. I want my hands on that box, let me vogue on you. Whoa, yeah, you got no fear. Put them legs to the ceiling like a chandelier. Suck the magic out of nigga, make it disappear. And when we finish, give it back, make it reappear.
Girl, that nigga boom, you should try him out. My ass was fat and I was flat, he done end me out. I'm talking pussy in the ass, girl, he ate them out. He cut thick, guess that's why he got me sticking out.
Listen, put your fucking hands right here. Spread it. Don't fucking touch. Listen, spread your fuck. Spread it for me. I don't give a fuck how deep I am. Spread it. Only fuck with downs, you better be a 10. Only fuck with downs, you better be a 10. Only fuck with downs, you better be a 10. Hey, you better be a real nasty.
Now when I jump on it, want you to throw it back. Ho, I'm an animal, check my habitat. No, you don't want smoke, bitch, I'm cataracts. Put your back in it, cause I don't want no slack. You a freak ho, and you know that. Fuck dykes like I'm Kodak, big body Benz, baby, let me park that. I got you crazy over me, girl, with your Prozac. It don't matter if it's real or it's ass shot, shot. Sex pistol, what I'm holding, get that ass shot, shot. Got you looking for the dick, you gon' spin the block. It don't matter if it's broad day, dark or not. Shoot the club up, baby, I'm the one who did it. She ain't never seen murder till she let me hit it. All that means is when I'm in it, there ain't no limit. We lost count, all I know is she in triple digits.
Listen, put your fucking hands right here, spread it. Don't fucking touch me.
Only fuck with downs, you better be a 10. Only fuck with downs, you better be a 10. Only fuck with downs, you better be a 10. Hey, you better be a real nasty bitch.